praise the awesome Savior. Amen and amen. God is in the house. Amen. You don't believe it. God is in the house. Amen. Why is he in the house this morning? Talk to me. Amen. Talk to me. Because we are here. We are here. And we are, if we are here, God is here. Amen. He says, where two or three are gathered, touching anything, concerning himself, he's in the midst. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And just want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. We welcome you in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen? You are welcome in the house of the Lord this morning. The Spirit of God is here, and he's here to bless. He's here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to speak, hallelujah, into the hearts of his people. And this month, February, is the month of love. I don't know who thought of it, why it's the month of love. Maybe because it's Valentine in the month of February. I don't know the history of it, but all I know, someone came up with the idea that February is the month of love. And so we're going to talk about love. We started talking about love from last week, Thursday, yes. And Sister Shirley, she spoke about love, and she started, which I thought was intriguing, she started with the negative side of love. And, you know, well, I'll mention a bit more later on. But anyway, I looked up, I suppose everybody has been touched by love. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, we all have been touched by some sort of love, whether it be love from a parent, a sibling, an auntie, an uncle, a cousin, you name it. We all have been touched by love. You know, and I looked up the meaning in the dictionary of love, and it says, it's an intense feeling of deep affection or a great interest and pleasure in something or someone. I also looked up Google AI. It's quite interesting. These days you look up anything, AI comes up. You know? And Google AI says, love is a complex, multifaceted emotion and behavior characterized by deep affection, intense attraction, and commitment toward a person, animal, or an object. That is Google's interpretation of love. And we all know that there are different types of love. We've spoke about them in this church many times. You know, there's love for a friend, friendship love, which is a filial love, love for a family member, which is stooge, eros love, which is romantic or sexual love, and the most important and the highest form of love is the agape love. And this love is a love of God. It's a selfless love. It's a divine, sacrificial, unconditional love. Amen? And it's a love that is intentional. And you will see it as we go along that it is totally intentional, the way in which God loves us. And this beautiful love, this sacrificial love, this divine love is the love that we as believers have been called to emulate. And we need to walk in this love, the agape love of Christ. And unfortunately, I think all of us have failed in some shape or form at points in our lives to walk in this love. And the truth be known, we can't walk perfectly in this love except through the Christ that lives in us. If we try by ourselves, forget it, you're going to fail. So, and this is not negative. It's just to look within and to make sure that we are employing the love of Christ in our hearts and knowing that we can't do it unless we're doing it through Christ. Amen? And God, he demonstrated his love, this beautiful, highest form of love, to us through the sacrifice of his only Son, Christ Jesus. Amen? And I'm going to go through 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 4 to 8. And it's very interesting, and that's why I mentioned Shirley, because Shirley started off with the negative side of love. And when you look in 1 Corinthians 13, it only mentions two positive. Love is, twice. But all the way down, the rest of them, it tells you the negative, what love is not. Yeah, it's really interesting. And I often wonder, well, not often, because I didn't even see it until now when I was studying this. But I wonder why that is. Because we are in the flesh. We're in this earthly suit that is susceptible to sin. And there are a lot of things that we can walk in and do that is not love. And so here the scripture is showing us what love is and what love isn't, and how we shouldn't walk in these negative things. And the only way we cannot walk in these negative things is that if we walk in the Spirit. I think Garfield mentioned a few Thursdays ago that we are not condemned. We are not condemned. But in order to not be condemned, we have to walk in the Spirit. We cannot not walk in the Spirit and keep on the straight and narrow. We have to walk in the Spirit. We have to trust God. And I think Shirley hammered that home on Thursday. We must trust God. God is looking for his people to trust him. And the only way we can walk in this beautiful love without falling is walking in trusting God and knowing that he is in us and we can do it through him. Amen? So let's start. See what 1 Corinthians 13 says about love. And I'm going to read quite a lot. I've taken this, everything I'm saying right now from 1 Corinthians 13 is from the scriptures. What I've done is I've looked in three different versions. I've looked in the NIV, New King James Version, the Message, and the Passion. So everything I'm reading to you now is from the scripture. I haven't added anything. I think I added one thing, and I think it's big head. But in the scripture, it says, I can't remember the word now. I didn't want to use that word, so I used big head. Okay? So that's the only thing I've added. Everything is from the scripture. Amen? So, number one, it says, love is long-suffering. It's incredibly patient and never gives, it never gives up. Long-suffering. And as we go along, as we go through 1 Corinthians 13, weigh up yourself against the word. And line up if you're out of line. Amen? And that goes for every single person. Because none of us are perfect. Yes, we go towards perfection, but none of us are perfect. Okay? So don't line up someone else. Line up yourself. Amen? I need to line up myself. And I've gone through it, and I've seen where I've fallen short. Amen? So let's line up with the word of God and try to grow from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Love is long-suffering. It's incredibly patient, and it never gives up. Amen? So if you're thinking of giving up this morning, love never gives up. Love is consistently kind to all. Did you hear that? Not just to some, not just to your family. Love is consistently kind to all. It's gentle, thoughtful, and care more for others than self. That is love. That is the agape kind of love, the God kind of love. Love is not envious or jealous. It doesn't want what it does not have. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Amen? Love does not parade itself. It does not brag about its achievements and is not proud or arrogant. It doesn't inflate its own importance. Have you seen anyone like that? It doesn't have a big head. I think the word in the scripture was swelled head. And I thought big head is to, yeah. See, love is not envious or jealous. It doesn't want what it does not have, and it refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. You rejoice when blessing comes to someone else. Amen? And if you can't, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you too. Amen? Because it's very important. Because that's how your blessing is going to come. When you can rejoice and pray with someone else. When you can cry with someone. When you can empathize with what someone else is going through. Amen? Love does not praise itself. Sorry. It does not brag about its achievements. And it is not proud or arrogant. It doesn't inflate its own importance. It doesn't have a big head. Love does not behave rudely. It's not disrespectful. Amen? Yes. Have you ever seen a Christian being rude and disrespectful? It's really not nice. And I've come across a lot. But when we walk in love, just remember. Even because sometimes people, they rub you up the wrong way. And sometimes you feel like really being rude to them. But you just have to step back and say, do you know what? That's not love. That's not the love that I should be, you know, copying or imitating. So we step aside and walk in that perfect love of Christ. Amen? Love is not self-seeking. It does not insist on its own way or its own rights. Love is not provoked, nor overly sensitive or easily angered. It's not touchy or fly off the handle. It is not fretful or resentful. It's not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Wow, that's a lot. It's a lot of punches packed in that one. Amen? And I'm going to read it again. Love is not provoked, nor overly sensitive. Are you sensitive? You need to look into that. Or easily angered. Sometimes we get angry just like that. It's not touchy or fly off the handle. It's not fretful or resentful. It's not easily irritated or quick to take offense. And sometimes I'm telling you the truth. If you don't cover yourself under the blood of Jesus daily, it's easy to take offense. I'm not going to stand here and say, oh, don't take offense. No, it's easy. Easy to take offense. It's easy sometimes to be touchy and fly off the handle. You know, and the times when I can overcome this is when I'm really praying. When I'm really praying daily, walking with God, nothing bothers me. But you see, when I step away from that, everything bothers me. Right? So this is something that we must work on. And the only way you can overcome is to pray and be under the umbrella of the Spirit of the living God. Amen? Amen. Love thinks no evil. It takes no account of evil or wrong done. In other words, it does not hold on to a grudge. Do not hold on to grudges. It does not rejoice in iniquity, or it does not keep score of the sins of others. It doesn't gloat when others fall or fail. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when truth is revealed. It celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. This is love. And this is a God kind of love. Love bears all things. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. It bears up under anything and everything and everything that comes and is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It never takes failure as defeat. Love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love trusts God always. looks for the best, never looks back, but keep on going to the end. Love never ceases, and it will never die. Why? Because God is love. As Pastor D always says, God doesn't have love. God himself is love. God is love. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Love is from everlasting, hallelujah, to everlasting. Love was, love is, and love will ever be. God was, he is, and he will ever be. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That is what the scripture speak of love. This is the real meaning of love that we see. So Google AI thinks it's a complex emotion. But if you read through this, it's very simple. It's just that we make it complicated. If we walk in what the word says, it wouldn't be complicated. It's not complicated. Just do what the word says. Amen? Amen. So now I'm going to show you how God truly loved us from the beginning. He really loved us in the way he made us. So I'm going to show you that today, and next week we're going to show you how he demonstrated his love. Amen? Okay. So, I'm doing good. So back in Genesis, the Bible says, Genesis 1, it tells us that God spoke everything into existence. Am I right? He spoke everything into existence. When it comes to the light, the heavens, the moon, the stars, the trees, vegetation, herbs, the grass of the field, animals, the birds of the air, fish in the sea, just about every moving thing on the face of the earth, God spoke into existence. Psalm 33 and verse 6, it says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And Hebrews 1 and verse 13, it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. In other words, there was nothing there, but God spoke it into being. Amen? And it's only by faith that we can believe it. Because with us human beings, you know, if we don't see it, we don't believe it. Show me, you'll probably say, and then I will believe. Just like Thomas, one of the disciples, he said, I don't believe he rose from the dead. I don't believe he's here. And what did Jesus say? Blessed are those who don't see but believe. Thomas wanted to see the nail prints in his hand. He wanted to see that cut in his side before he would believe that Christ had risen from the dead. But I tell you, as believers, we have to walk in faith. There's no other way. We have to believe the Master. We have to believe the Christ. We have to believe the resurrected one. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So God spoke everything into existence. He created the whole universe and spoke it into existence, except what? What was the exception? Come on, church. Yes. Except mankind. Did you ever stop to think about that? Why? Everything else was created through words. But when it came to mankind, when it came to you and me, God wanted something special. God wanted to make a special people for himself. Hallelujah. God wanted someone that he could fellowship with, that he could commune with. Someone, something, a nation that he could love and would love him back. Oh Lord. A people that would worship him. A people like this morning that would lift up holy hands and adore the King of Kings. the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. And God thought of you. Oh my days. God thought of you. God thought of me. God thought of Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. And all the patriarchs that have gone ahead of us. God thought of us. He wanted a beautiful people made in his own image. Genesis 1:26. And then God said, come, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness. God used his own hands to make man. He said, come, let us. Who are the us? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I believe the whole host of angels were there looking at what God was about to do. He was about to do something really good, really special, that has never been done before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, let us make man in our own image and likeness. Man to function like us. Man that has the image of us. Hallelujah. Head, body, extremities. Oh, praise God. And God thought of all of us. Hallelujah. Psalm 39 and verse 14, it says something beautiful. As a matter of fact, let me go back to Genesis 1:26, because I think this was amazing. So when God fashioned man and woman from the dust of the earth, the Bible says God did something amazing. God deposited a part of himself into man. The Bible says he blew, hallelujah, into this man, this thing that he fashioned, and man became a living, walking, talking being. Oh, praise God. And that's the same spirit that is in us today. Hallelujah. The breath of God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 39 and verse 14, he says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Oh, bless the Lord. My soul knows how wonderful, how beautiful God has made us. I will praise you. And you know that word, the phrase, fearfully and wonderfully, it means you are an awesome wonder. That's what it means. You know what? We should be rejoicing. Because the word says, you are an awesome wonder to God. He intentionally made you. He put himself into you. Oh, bless the Lord. I am an awesome wonder in the name of Jesus. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by the Master. Oh, praise God. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. For we are the workmanship, the handiwork, his masterpiece, a work of art created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Did you hear that? We are his workmanship, his work of art, his handiwork, his masterpiece. That's what we are to him. And guess what? He said, we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. We were created for good works. We were created for good and not for harm. He said he's got a good plan for you, to prosper you and to give you a good future. We were created for good works. And he prepared that good works beforehand. Before you were born, before you were even a thought, God created you for good works. You want to tell me that's not love? That is love. That is deep love. Before you were even born, he was thinking about you. That's love. We are intentionally designed by God, fashioned for his divine purpose. Fashioned for his divine purpose. And that purpose is good. Hallelujah. And I don't know if you're like me, I always think a little bit deep. And I thought, okay, Adam and Eve maybe was really special, probably more special than us, because God literally used his hands to make them, to fashion them from the dust of the earth. But I want to tell you something, and I hope I'm not being disrespectful, you know. But I think, if when you listen to the rest of the scriptures, I think we probably even more intricately designed. It's a mystery how we came about. Yes, the first two were fashioned by God from the dust of the earth. But what about us? Did he use his own hands to fashion us? To knit us together? Okay, let's listen. We're going to read Psalm 139, verse 13. No, let's go to Job. Job 10 and verse 8. And this is what he says. Remember now, did he use his hand to form us? This is really deep and lovely and awesome. Job said, your hands, your what? Your hands have made me. Your hands have fashioned me. Did you hear that? Okay, there is more. You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. Where did God do this? Psalm 139 and verse 13. For you formed my inward parts, all the delicate parts inside of me, all my internal organs. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. And you see that word covered? You know what it means? It means woven. It means to weave. What does weave mean? When I don't know what you call them, a weaver? When they weave, what do they do? They use strings, right? Long strings to interlock together to make a beautiful piece of fabric that is made, that then used for clothing, isn't it? That's what the scripture here is saying. But where did God do it? Where did he do it? In the womb. With his hands. How did he do it? It's a mystery that we don't know. But he did. You formed my inward parts, and you covered me in my mother's womb. I'm going to ask you a question. And don't lose me. Try and understand where I'm going and what I'm saying. If you cover me, and the operative word is me, if you cover me with a blanket or with a piece of a cloth, what does that mean? The me. If you cover something, the something would have been there for you to cover, right? If you cover me, here the scripture says, and you cover me, you clothe me with all these things, right? So me must have been in existence before the covering. Amen? Yeah? So, we are a tripart being. And we know this. I don't even need to go into it. Right? We are first, the real you, as we kept hearing over the years, is a spirit. And we live in this body. And we possess a soul. Who did God cover in the womb? He covered you in the womb, but who were you then? He put His spirit in your mother's womb and He covered it. He weaved. I really want you to get this. How much God loves us. He put you in the womb. And then He wove all your parts. He created your inward, your delicate parts first. And then He put a skeleton over it. And Job said, "You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinew." That's what God covered you with. This flesh here. He literally, intricately made it with His hands. How did He do it? We don't know, but He did. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you. Amen. There is no greater love than the love that God has for you. He woven your skin and your muscles and your sinews, which is like your tendons. The tendons connect your muscles to your bones. God covered you with this earth suit so that you could survive in this world. What a God we serve this morning. Amen. I said, what a God we serve this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew you before you were born. He knew you before you were a thought, before you were a substance. God knew you. The Bible says, when a person dies, this flesh, this woven suit that God made for us, that He clothed us with, He goes back to the earth. But you goes back to Him. You are first with Him. Amen? Your spirit is the real you. And God knew you. And in Isaiah 49 and verse 1, He said something beautiful. He made mention of your name before you were born. Come on now. God is talking about you before you were born. I hope you're getting this, of how much God cares for you and love you. What was He talking about? I'm sure it was all good things. Because He said the plan that He has for you is good. It is good. It's not a plan to harm you, but to prosper you and to give you a good future. He was talking, I believe, about the plans that He has for you. And we read it before. The plans that He has for you is all mapped out in the same scripture. When you go home, read Psalm 139. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's awesome. When you think about the way God thought about you, way before you were born. It's a wonderful thing. He places value upon every individual in this wide world. Every person has value. God places value on them. And you are valuable to Him. God, His love is proven. And there's no doubt about that. God's love is proven. And His love is perfect. His love is unconditional. His love is high. His love is deep. His love is wide. And none of us can comprehend fully the love that God has for you. We in our finite mind, we cannot comprehend fully. We have not got the capacity, but we can pray and say, God, reveal. As much as I can take in, reveal it to me so that I can walk in it. so that when I go out on the street, I know who I am. And I know that I'm loved by God. You don't have to wonder, does he love me? He loves you. You don't have to think, oh, you know, I didn't pray this morning. Is he mad with me? He loves you too much. He loves you deep. His love for you is strong. It's immovable. And it's boundless. It's boundless. God's love for you will never fail. It cannot fail. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you did, but when I was going to school, I was young. We used to sing this little nursery rhyme. Jesus' love. You remember that one? Oh, God's love. God's love is a wonderful God's love. It's a wonderful God's love. It's a wonderful, oh, wonderful love. And he said, so high, you can't get over it, so high. You can't get around it, so low. You can't get under it, the love. Amen. His love is so high, you cannot go over it. You can't get around it. You just can't. Expand. You can't do anything. You know? You can't make it bigger or smaller. God's love is high, wide, and deep. So deep, so high, so wide. You can't get around it. You just have to relax in the love of God. Amen? Oh, praise God. If you have any doubts this morning of God's love for you, I'm telling you, brothers, sisters, God's people, relax and just know that God loves you deep. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand. I will finish here when we can continue next week. Hallelujah. Let's stand and just rejoice in the love of God. Let's just thank God for his love. Thank him for loving us so much. Hallelujah. Let's thank him because he loves me. He loves you. He was thinking about you even before you knew yourself. Hallelujah. God's love is so wonderful. Hallelujah. So wide, so deep, so high. You can't get over it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship the King this morning. Father, we thank you for this wonderful love that you have bestowed upon us. A love, oh God, that cannot be diminished. Oh Lord, and we thank you this morning that your people, oh God, have heard how much you care, how much you love, how much, Lord, you think about them. Your thoughts towards us, oh God, are so much. The Bible says it's like the sand, oh God, on the seashores. It cannot be recounted to you. And so, Lord, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Help us to hide, oh God, your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. And that, Lord, we can use it against the enemy when it comes to lie in our ears. Oh, that God doesn't love us. We rebuke him. In the name of Jesus, we pull down every negative thought. And Lord, we repeat the word of God that you love us with an unconditional love. Father, we bless you this morning and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise in the name of